We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Alef Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Daf Pei Alef Amud Beis. Look the Mishnah. Mi shalaka v'shana, someone who did a Aveira, and he got Malkus twice on the same Aveira. We'll see exactly what we're talking about in the Gemara. So what's the halacha? Then, Bezdin said that they had enough. This guy, Ray, did his Aveira twice. So Bezdin machnisin oisoy l'kipa. Bezdin puts him into this room, umachilin oisoy sa'irim, and they feed him barley, achakresim is bakas, until his stomach explodes. He dies from hunger, and he dies. This din is a lochal meshim esinai, that machilin oisoy l'kipa. We have to qualify exactly what we're talking about, where Bezdin would put someone into a kippa and let him die by himself. Zokta Gemara. Meshum de lochal v'shono Bezdin koisin oisoy l'kipa, because someone did aveira twice, there's the alav twice, there's chayiv malchus. They're going to put him into a kippah and let him die. Talking about someone who's chayiv karis. The halacha is someone who's chayiv karis. There's a lav there as well, and you warned him for malchus. The halacha is you give him malchus. There's actually even a tana holds that after he gets malchus, he's potter from karis. But that's only with dafka with tshuva. Only if he does tshuva. But in any case, we're talking about here someone was over a issa karis. Issa lav of karis, which he chayiv malchus for, and he did it twice. So this gavra is a bar katalahu. This guy really is chayiv misa. Why is he chayiv misa? Because he's chayiv karis. He's really a bar katalahu. He's going to die. The kruvehu delev karav katle. But lemaisa, it still didn't come time for him to get his karis. He didn't die. Hashem didn't take him yet. The kivin to come avatle navshei. And since he himself keeps being mafker himself to averus that a chayiv karis, looks like he doesn't care about his life too much. Makriven leilik toli love. Bezdin takes the matters into own hands and lets him die in a kippah. And it's halacha mishum sinai, it's halacha. So someone who's over a lav of karis twice, we put him into a kippah and let him die. Omle Rabbi Yaakov the Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa, ta'az berlach. It says, Omle Rabbi Yaakov the Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa, ta'az berlach. Let me explain you what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah is dafka talking about a case. It's only talking about Malkus or Karis Akas. If he did the same Aveira twice, that was Shoshtaim, Shosh, Krasis, but if he did two or three different Chiyuve Karis, a Surehu to call Ta'am Vileva Vatakulha. That's not a Rai, he doesn't care about his life. He has a Taiva for different Aveiras, and he did different Aveiras. Doesn't mean that he's doing the same thing over, but does the same thing over, it means he doesn't care, and therefore, that's when it's chayiv to be put into a kippah. But if he does different Aveiras, that's not the halacha that you put him into a kippah. Now, what exactly does Lok of Hashanah mean? We need more qualifications. We're going to see it next Gemara, some achleikism about it, and exactly what this means. Misha Lok of Hashanah. So it sounds like, from the Mishnah, Shana Afagav D'loy Shilish. It sounds like after two times, already he's a muchzik to not care about Chayav Karis, and we put him into a kippah. So we know there's a famous machleikus all of Hashas, Rav Shimon Gamil and Rebbe, if two times is a chazaka, or three times is a chazaka. So lema mastisim the loiker of Shimon Gamil. Dear Shimon Gamil, lo ama atlas zimni lo yava chazaka. Rav Shimon Gamil holds that two is not enough. You need three times for chazaka. So here it sounds like after two times already he's chayiv to be put into a kippah because he's ready to muchzik to be a rasha. Rav Shimon Gamil holds you need three. So it sounds like it's not like Rav Shimon Gamil. Am Ravina, no. A filled time Rav Shimon Gamil. We go on to Rav Shimon Gamil. Kesavar averois machzikois. It's not the Malkus that's Machzik, it's the Aveira that's Machzik. And here, by the third time, he already did the Aveira three times. Because he did one time Aveira, we gave him Malkus. He did Aveira again. For example, let's say he ate Chelev Odam, he ate blood. He ate Chelev Odam, which is Chayiv Karis, and the Lav of Chayiv Malkus. So he ate Chelev Odam once, he ate Chelev again, twice. And now we ate Chelev a third time. So instead of giving him Malkus on the third time, we are going to put him into the Kippah. We're going to put him into the kippah. And because he holds Averois Machzikos. You don't dafka need the Malkus. It's enough to have the Averois Machzikos. If you do three Averois, then you will get the kippah. And what the Mishnah means, Misha Lok of Hashanah means, you don't have to have three times Malkus. Lok of Hashanah, you got twice. And then the third time, you did the Avera again. So then the Lok is, that you are muchzik to be over this Aveira and put him into a kippah. So, because I'm just talking about the third time. Third time we did the Aveira. Meisver, that's a kasha on Ravina. So, Ravina's saying is that he's mechadish to us that our Mishnah is like a Shimon Gamil, And he holds Averois Machzikos. So very thing like this, Mesve Master Kasham Shemil, it says in the Braisa of our Avero, Shiyeshba Malkus, Pam Rishoino Vishniya Malkanesha. The first two times you give him Malkus, Vishlishish Kunzanis Lakipa. The third time you put him into a keeper. Avashalimer, Avashlishish Malkanesha. The third time you also give him Malkus. Berevius Kunzanis Lakipa. The fourth time is Averi put him into a keeper. So my love, the Kuli Alma Malkus Machzikos. It sounds like not like Ravina here. It sounds like both these Tanoim hold that you need Malkus. And Machlokes, if two or three, Tanakama says two and Abashal says three, three Malkus, and Tanakama says two Malkus, that's Machlokes, Rabbi Yoshim and Gamil. Or pluck to the Rabbi Yoshim and Gamil, Kamifli, if two times a Chazaka, three times a Chazaka. So it's Kasha Ravina. Ravina said that our Mishnah could be Rabbi Yoshim and Gamil. And we're talking about various machzikos, and here we have a kasha. We see that there's a machlokes, the machlokes, the Tanakam and Avashal, and the only way to learn is that means we hold malchus machzikos, and one holds two is enough, almost three is enough. So the look, the kuliyam islu is shemil. Everyone agrees with shemil three times chazaka. What's the machlokes? Very geshmak. Malchum ifgi the marasav various machzikos. The Tanakam holds like our mishnah through Ravina. The Tanakam holds like our mishnah that various machzikos. The third time is do very chayv to put into a kippah. Masava Malkus Machzikos. You need three times Malkus. You need three times Malkus, and therefore Avashal is saying, after three times Malkus, the fourth time, then you'll be put into a keeper. Break the Gemara. So that's the Shaila. So he holds that Eloy Huchzak till you have three Malkus, and once you get Malkus on the third, so now you. So the question is really, so after the third Malkus, why don't you, Rashi Bavarans, why didn't you just put him into a keeper right now? He got three times Malkus. No, but Terry says he already got Malkus for that. So you can't have two Oinchim. So you have to wait till the fourth time, and then you go into the keeper. Like Rashi says, keeping the lucky al shlishis, Avakav the Schazik Hashta Rosha, also three Malkus, Eloy Malidin lay the keeper. The betrayed din lay the din lay. You don't give him two dinim. He already got the din of Malkus. You don't give him again. So that's, we saved the Ravina soul and everything is Mark. But more than have a kasha now, and this kasha is at everyone. By the time you limited a brisa, when it's shown a brisa a case where the person did not get malchus, hisruboy v'shasak, you warned him before you did avera, and he was quiet. He didn't say I'm a kabel. Hisruboy v'hirkim roisha, or you warned him and he shook his head. Pam rishoyna v'shnia masrimboy, the first two times you masrimboy, shlishis. And you try to warn him, and if he doesn't get warned, he doesn't get an oinish. But shlishis koin tenois lekipa. The third time, you put him into a kippa, and he gets killed. Avashol ma apashlishis, and he dies. Avashol ma apashlishis masma. You warn him a third time. Berevias koin tenois lekipa. Now here, v'hosa v'malkis leka. There's no malkis here. So my kamifik. What's my kleikis? The problem is like this. Here we see that one man has three averus. One man only four averus. So what's the machlokes? It's a kasha to everyone. There's no way to learn here. You can't say over here, it's definitely not Rebbe, and even if you're a meal, why isn't three enough? Why would Avashal hold? He did four times. That's the fourth time he did Avera. What could be pshat in Avashal? Like Rashi explains, V'hocha, Malkus leka lehitas melamalkus, trey shosak, the name of time of Avashal, which is Malkus machzikos, lehuchsak, achi yilka, the lochas yilka, v'kivin the lochas yilka, lele lekipa, here, makamifiki, you can't ask the kasha. Here, there's no Malkus whatsoever. So, what's pshat in Avashal? You need four. L'chor, you have the Avera three times already. So, l'chor, after Avera the third time already, you should put him in to the kippa if you're going to Shem Gamil. So Mark explains like this. The machlekes is like this. Am Ravina. So I want to have Malkus leka. Malkus, what's machlekes? It's a kasha on everyone. Am Ravina. Be kippa tzricha asra kamifugi. We're arguing a new machlekes. If kippa needs asra, avada after three times you're muchzik. So according to the Tanakama, after three times you're muchzik averus, you go into the kippa. That's it. And as long as you have the three, you don't need a Malkus, as long as the three are various, you go into the keeper. Mashenge Avashon is a warning for the keeper. Like Rashi is like this. Om Ravina. Bein hacha, bein mastisim, kamaisa, bekeeper, tzricha, shroka, mefi. But the kuli yamakur, shemil, emot, shemil, lehuksek, ad shalish, averis, lehuksek, ad shalish, averis, shasra, Malkus, mukabela, so ebe piva, shtika, rachonas, roish. Keeper. You need three asros. You're not going to get Malkus because he didn't say I'm a kabbal to Malkus. But you need here three averus, three times averus. And machlokes is, do you need asra for the keeper? Tanakama holds since you huksu rosh on three asras, you put him into the keeper, even though there's no asra on that. Avashal says three asras of Malkus huksu rosh, and now you need avera revius lahasris by. and that's it. You need here the fourth avera to warn him that he's going to go into the kippah. You tell him on the fourth avera. By the way, if you go in there, you're going to go into the kippah. That's if to warn him, and then you give him the kippah. That's machlekes Rav Shaul and Tanakama. So tomorrow, my kippah. What exactly is a kippah? It's this room that's a very small room. It just fits him just his height. A tiny room, it's like solitary confinement. He can't even lie down. He could just stand in it. That's what it is. And it's made like with a kippah, with like a little yarmulke on top, a little dome. And that's why it's called a kippah. And all he could do is stand in it. And you don't, we'll see in a second, you don't give him food. And then he dies. Ve'echer miza. Where do you find, so we'll see in the next mishnah that part of what you do for him is you don't give him too much food, so his stomach becomes small, and then you give him sairim and his stomach collapses. But he's in the solitary confinement in his kippah. Now, ve'echer miza, we said it's a halacha Moshe Sinai, but we're in the Torah where there are remes to this halacha Moshe Sinai. Where's there remes in the Torah? So, ve'echer miza. Like Rashi speaks out, "Vade alocha l'mishmer sina hi." So it's alocha l'mishmer sina hachoinus to kippah. Miu hecher miza mixas. Where is it? Ramas at all? Amar shlokish. It says in the pasuk Tehillim to Moses Rasha Ra'a, which means someone who's a Rasha, he's hooked to be a Rasha. So his Ra'a will make him die. To Moses Rasha Ra'a, the Ra'a of the Rasha, the bad mida, the bad maisim of the Rasha will cause him to die. Now, once we mentioned Rosh Lakish, we're reading another Josh of Rosh Lakish, which is no Shaykhis, we know Rosh Lakish, Rosh Lakish, Maidach Siv, what's around the Pasuk of Kehelos that says, Ki gam lo yeda ha'odom es itoy, kadogim shenachozim b'metsuda ra. A person doesn't know his time, just like a fish doesn't realize when he gets caught by a metsuda ra. What's a metsuda ra? My metsuda ra, Rosh Lakish, zu chaka. That's this little hook that a dog is caught by. It's a little weak thing, and still it catches huge fish without them realizing it. So that's what. That's what the pasuk means, that a person doesn't know his end, just like a dog gets surprised by a little hook. Some say it's talking about averus. Sometimes a small little avera could cause a person to go really off the derech. Even a small thing, a person doesn't realize, comes to him as a surprise. It's like a small little chaka. It's about tzudara. Dr. Mishtavaita. A hoireg, more about the kippah. Hoireg nefesh shloi ve'edim. If someone kills a person, but there was no edim, we'll see what that means exactly. So how do you know he killed someone? You know he killed someone, but there was no edim. Machnisin oisa lekippah. So here, you can't give him regular mises bezdim because there's no edim. But you put him into the kippah, you put him into this room, the solitary confinement, you put him into a kippah, umachil noisa, and you feed him lechem tsar, a small amount of bread, umayim lachatz, and a small amount of mayim. That's what you feed him. This is also a halacha l'moshe Sinai. This is someone who's already nefesh l'edim. You give him this lechem tzar mayim lachatz, and we'll see how it stems with the mishnah before. It says sa'irim. It says about giving him barley. Zok the Gemara. If he didn't kill with edim, and no, he didn't. How do you know that he killed someone? If he didn't have edim, how do you know he killed? Putting him in the keeper. You know he killed. How do you know he killed? Amarav be'edus miyachedus. We're talking about where two edim saw that he killed, but one from this window and one from the other window. But the edim did not see each other. Edus like this, by din and nefashos, there's a drasha on the Gemara Mesechtas Makkos, with the Ashram Apostle, with din and nefashos, they have to see each other. They don't have to see each other when they say the edim. They have to see it together and see each other. So really, this is good edus. It's edus emes. But you cannot be soimich on this edus to kill someone. And therefore here, you'll have a lochem Moshe Sinai, that you put him into a kippah. But like Rashi speaks out, if one aid comes, says something, that's nothing, that's Lashon Hara. That's they do not believe. There has to be two aidim. But here, with Eidim Miyachedes, there was aidim, they didn't see each other. It's enough aidis to put him into a kippah. If not enough aidis, give him Mamash Mises Bezdin. With Shmuel Amar, a different aidsa, Shaloi Ba'asra. There was no Asra, which means Avada, you warned him. You know he did amazing. He said, you know what? That person, if you kill that person, B'chai Misa. But he didn't say Afal Piken. He didn't answer, you know, I'm doing it anyway. He just was quiet. So we know he's amazed. So, but there's no Tanai Asra, so you can't give him Misa. Here's another case where you put him into a kippah. And a third shot, Rav Chista Omar Avimai, Kagoyin, this Kachosh of Vikos. The case was that you had two Edom, and they got disqualified because they were disqualified from B'dikos, Lois Kachosh B'chakiris. That we learned before, early on in the Masechta, that there's something called, we had a Daf Mem, something called Chakiris, something called B'dikos. Chakiris are things that those are essential for the Eidus. That's the Zman and the Mokim, exactly where you were, exactly what time it was. And if you don't do that, they come. That could be Eidim Zaymim. That can't be a steer between both of them, because that is essential for the Eidus. There's another thing called Bedikas. They ask him what color shirt the guy was wearing, and what color shoes. Now, those things are called Bedikas. Those are not Ma'akev. But there was a man, the Omar, who held it is Ma'akev. But that was Ben Zamai. That was Ben Zakai. That he held that was Me'akev. So the case here was going to Skachash Bedikas, but Skachash Bachakiris. Kidatna, Maiso, Vodak, Ben Zakai, Ba'ukse Tainim. Ben Zakai tested the Edim that they were standing under a Taina tree, and he asked them what size were the ukits. Was it fat or was it skinny? The uksitainim, the ends of the tainim, and there's a stira to aid them, so he disqualified the aidim. Now, even though they're really mamish kosher aidis, just that there's something you didn't know, one little fact. So, in such a case, Rashi explains the nehida ben zake potolei bahu akosha miktolo miu aidis emesu va'ayel kippah. There's another case of aidis emesu. There's three options how you have aidis and you don't give Mrs. Bezdin. Option number one is Mecheder, they saw that two different windows. Another Eitzah is the Shmuel says that Shaloi Bahasra, that he was warned, but he didn't accept Asra. And Mechista says the case was Iskish Bebedikas Loi Bechakiris. So the Gemara said in the Mishnah that how do you do this Kippah? It says, Machil Nois Alechem Tsar Umayim Lachatz. So for the Gemara Mishnah Hocha, here it says in this Mishnah, the last Mishnah, the Ktani Vachilim Oisai Sari Matri Krasim as Pagas. It says you feed him Sairim until his stomach explodes. What do you do? Either you give him less water and less lechem, or you give him Sairim. On Rav Sheshes, Edi, both are true, nice and low. You give him both. Lechem, first you give him lechem tsar, or mayim lachatz, at yukta meyana, until his stomach gets smaller. Then you feed him sa'irim, and that blows up in the stomach. So here we have the whole process of the kippah is you put him into a room where you can't lie down. You give him first very little to eat until his stomach gets smaller, and then you give him sa'irim, and that explodes, and he dies from that. Zokta Mishnah Vayta. We talked about in the past few Mishnayos about cases where we kill a chayte, but not with Mises Bezdin. We just cause him to die. Now we're going to bring this Mishnah in cases where other people could kill someone shloim b'mises bezdin, and we'll see that all these things are lachem mishnah also says in Chiddush Aran, and the Gemara finds some of them makar in the pasuk for them. We'll see as we go along. In this case, bezdin doesn't do the misa; it's the people who see it. Zok the Mishnah, hagoyne v'sakasva, someone who steals one of the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, by makal of the koisim, and someone who curses with a koisim, we'll see what that means in the Gemara, by a boil a ramyos, and someone who's mezana with a goy, a goita, a non-Jewish woman, kanoyim poigim boy. Anyone who sees it could go ahead and kill that person. He's a kanoyim, means doing shem shemayim. He sees someone doing the very, b'shas doing the very, he killed them. Another halacha, koin shashimish betumah, a koin that was, did a void in the Beis Hamikdash betumah, which is Issa Lav. The Kam don't bring him to Bezin to get Malkus. Al Pirchei Kahuna, Pirchei Kahuna have a right to Metzino Yisrael Chutz La'azara, bring him out of Azara, Umafziyim Es Moichei Begzirim. And they smash his head with clubs of wood that were made for the Mizbech. You smack him over the head and you kill him like that. They have a right to do that. Again, Alokha Moshina, they can do that to the Kohen Shemesh B'Tomo. Zor Shemesh B'Mikdash, Zor did Avayim Mitz Mikdash, Rabbi Kiva, Imer, Kiva says, Bechenek, Bechomim de Shemayim, Chomim say it's Bede Shemayim. It says in the Pasuk by Azar, the Dor Zavoidah, it says, Vazara Korav Yumos. That says in the Pasuk, Vazara Korav Yumos. And the Tanoim in this Mishnah argue which Misa is it. Is it Misa de Shemayim, or is it Chenek? We'll see in the Gemara that Pedalad will discuss the reasoning behind this. So the Gemara first discussed, what does it mean a Goyin if it's a Kasva? We teach the mean the kelim of the mikdash, but how do we know that? My kasva, what exactly is kasva? Zok to Gemara, Huda, kli sharis. Kasva is the kli sharis because we find the chenu aimer. It says a pasuk ves ksois hanosach, and this is talking about actually these half pipes that were used in the shulchan to hold the lechem upon them. But we see it's called ksois hanosach, and therefore kasva means the word ksois comes to the word kasva, so that's what we call kelim of the mikdash kasva. That's what we call it. So the Gemara writes the veicher misa. Now, where in the Torah is there a remez to this misa? Again, it might be lachem of Sinai, but where is the remez in the Torah? So the Gemara says in the pasuk and the Bamidbar, lo yivoy liris kabbalas hakodesh v'meisu. And pasuk b'shan the pasuk is talking about when the Levim went and wrapped up the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash in order to travel. Says you now look at the kelim, lo yivoy liris kabbalas hakodesh v'meisu. But we're teaching here, it's a remez to Gneva. Loshon mavlia of swallowing is a loshon of stealing. Lo yivoy liris kabbalas hakodesh, you should not go and steal the kodesh v'meisu, and then you'd be chayiv misa. You see that the chayiv misa is merumas in the pasuk. One more Gemara, it says, if someone's makal b'kaisim, you go ahead and kill him. Tony Rav Yosef, what did he say? He said, yake kaisim es kaisamai. That kaisim, like loss of a kishav macha, the kishav macha should harm es kaisamai, the person who made him in a kishav macha, not the person, the thing that made him into a kishav macha. Who made a Reuven in the Kishamacha, Akaris Baruchu. He's saying, Yaakov Kaisamai is Kaisamai. The Reuven in the Kishamacha should hit Kaviyachal, the Kaisamai, the being who made him into a Kishamacha, which means Akaris Baruchu. Similarly, Rabbanon say like this, Rabbanon Vitema Rabbi Mari Amri, they say like this, Yaakov Kaisam Loi, you, Vilakoinoi, and your master, Ulamakdoi. And the one who gives all the Briyas, his Taiv, like Rashi says, the Hainu klapi Milo, shukaina sa'ilum makla briyosav es tuvai. So here he say that the kishamacha should hurt you, Shimon, your master, which is your creator, which is Akaris Baruch Hu, ulamakna, and the one who gives type to the whole world. Again, it's like a mevarachas Hashem, and therefore here you don't even need a makar, because it's similar to mevarach Hashem. That's why we know that something to kubi chayim misen. Lakamash misen is that anyone wants kanoyim poigimboy. So we have so far, we explained two of the cases of kanoyim poigimboy. One case is the case someone steals klei hamikdash, and second of all, someone who does kaisim, who is a kal through a kaisim, and that's similar to mevarachas Hashem.